Just talking
Hi,
to you.
this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. This is Samantha Hayes. I believe we were talking from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks.
Good to hear that. Laura, we have a concern. I believe you're connected with the conversation that we were having on the portal. We were supposed to refund you $1,500 out of the total amount, and we tried to actually refund the amount to you, but due to the payment being old, the refund timeline or time slot, it's exceeding that. That's the reason why we've tried multiple times to attempt to refund that, but it's not going through. So now we have to look at some alternate resolutions. Number one, Laura, I would again reiterate or revert you back to my original email where I told you about the compensation services. We can either select any one of those, and we are going to have that done on your timeline. So with a completely different
name. Hold on. I just want the money back, and it's been a year now. So if you could just please perhaps a cashier's check or a bank check and just mail it to me, FedEx, that would be great.
Okay, the problem that we're facing here is that we use third-party facilitators, which is called a merchant, or they are actually financial service providers. They facilitate any kind of ongoing and incoming transactions, financial transactions, when you're working with a business on a larger scale. Now, what happens is that the only option that we have on that portal is to refund the amount through the original payment method. For example, if you pay through a card, it's only going to give us the option to click on the refund button, and it's going to be rerouted to you through the original payment method. Now, there's no other option. Otherwise, I would have taken another card or account details from your end to, you know, input that manually in the merchant and have the funds transferred. So that option is not available. Now, you tell me what exactly we need to do about that.
You need to send me a check, or you need to get the money back somehow, because this is not a me problem, that's a you problem.
I understand that, but we were trying to reach out to you. You've been non-active. I mean, if you would have asked for a refund within a 6 to 8 month time slot, it would have been much more easier for us to actually process that. But we
I was lied to multiple times. So here's the thing. The money is due me. I would like it back, and I wasn't even told that there was a problem obtaining the refund. So if you could just find a way to do that, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay. All right, Laura. I am actually working on any kind of, alternate methods in terms of having the amount refunded back to you.
Here's something I want you to know. I use payment gateways, too, and there's always a way. There's always a way, even if it's a year old. So there is a way to do that.
Okay. Do you use merchants as well?
I use a lot of – I've got several different payment gateways we use. So there's a way to get that money back. So I'm sure you can find out how to do that.
I'm going to try.
I just feel like I'm being given the runaround again. I mean, this has been going on for a year now. And a year ago, literally 11 months ago, I was having issues. So, well, I don't know that you do. So I know that you came on a little later, but here's the thing. I just want the money back, and I expect that you'll do that immediately.
I understand, Laura, and this is a genuine problem. See, if this was a runaround, we wouldn't be reaching out to you again and again in a timely manner for you to
return. There was no timely manner, Samantha. My assistant shows that there were 6 different times that she reached out, and nobody got back with me in the past month. So nobody got back until just I had Didi text Frank, and then all of a sudden I have something from you and from Carl. So please just get the money back to me, and I don't want to hear any more excuses. I'm just tired.
It's not an excuse, Laura. If it was an excuse, I wouldn't be talking to you. See, it's very simple. I understand what you're trying to reiterate, and I understand your frustration too. Trust me, I do. I'm telling you that I understand that. The reason why we're having this conversation in the first place, it's because I want to resolve this. See, it's very easy for us to turn off our phones and, you know, pretend like scammers and just disappear.
That's what's happened.
Well,
There, like I said, this last month I've heard nothing. I was told it would be taken care of. I heard nothing in the last month. So if you could please just take care of it. Just please take care of it.
Of course, I'm working on that. Just be patient with me. I am going to touch base again next week, sometime, let's say Tuesday or Wednesday. All right? I will leave you a message on the portal of whatever the updates I can get so far, but I'm trying my best to get this sorted out. Otherwise, we will look into any other alternate methods of having this amount sent back to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.